Welcome to this AAT podcast, which will provide you with an update on the construction industry scheme. The new scheme started on Good Friday, 6th of April 2007, which is a long time ago, and it's therefore been operating for more than 18 months. Now perhaps is a good time to reflect on how the scheme is working and what are the main issues that are cropping up for AAT members and also for your clients. The Construction Industry Scheme sets out the HMRC rules for making payments to subcontractors. But most important, it is to remember that NUSIS is another tax deduction scheme. Under the scheme, a contractor has to make a deduction in certain situations when making a payment to a subcontractor under a contract relating to construction operations. Gross payment or exemption from deduction is possible and it can be obtained, and also it needs to be protected once it has been obtained. So why the need for this scheme at all? HMRC's view is that they have to deal with a transient workforce, payments in cash, and that there's been a specialised scheme since the early 1970s, with industry reports of dubious and poor business practices continuing to operate. The transient workforce was from Ireland in the 1970s and could be anywhere from Albania to Poland, Romania, etc. now in the 21st century. The important points at the outset to remember: contractors must register to operate the construction industry scheme, and they must do that before engaging the first subcontractor. Some of the current problems that we're seeing is where businesses who are deemed to be contractors in the construction industry scheme have not been registering and have not been operating the scheme. And if they've been failing to make deductions from subcontractors, HMRC may be asking them to pay for the tax they didn't deduct. So the first question, has your client registered? It is no longer compulsory for subcontractors to register for the scheme, but if they don't register, they are going to suffer higher tax deductions. So the advice to subcontractor clients has to be to register as quickly as possible. Contractors who are paying subcontractors have got to verify any new subcontractors in order to establish what their tax payment status is, and as we'll see in a moment, they have to verify them before making the first payment. And very importantly, contractors must submit to HMRC monthly CIS 300 monthly returns, providing details of all payments within the scheme in the preceding month. One of the early problems with this scheme was that some contractors thought it only applied to payments made under deduction of tax. That's not the case. All payments within the scheme have to be included on the returns. The original scheme in 1972 was introduced to combat avoidance by self-employed workers that were mainly coming from outside the UK. It was then known as the lump, and most of the workers were coming from Ireland. The scheme was designed for contractors to make deductions when paying subcontractors. Another scheme was introduced in 1999, when HMRC were getting more serious about avoidance. They introduced more secure stationery, and some of you may remember, vouchers for all payments within the scheme. Everyone had to register for the scheme, otherwise they couldn't get paid. So we had registration cards as well as exemption certificates. We had new tests for exemption certificates, the business test, the turnover test, and the compliance test, which at that time covered the previous 36 months, the previous 3 years. Guidance from HMRC, well, there's a lot of guidance on the website, www.hmrc.gov.uk/new-CIS. The new booklet, the CIS 340 booklet, is the main help. And again, which you can access from the website, the CIS fact sheets in different languages. We also have the telephone helpline, 0845 366 7899, manned by people in Bathgate and Dundee in Scotland, there to help us. But 18 months on, what are we looking at? An increase in HMRC's compliance activity, and more of this to be expected. Construction industry scheme businesses receiving special attention from HMRC. It might start with an employer compliance review, or there may be a separate CIS inspection, or it could be an employment status inspection. Whichever of them occurs, they need to be taken seriously, and perhaps advice needs to be taken and preparation made before the start. So let's understand HMRC's aims when they introduced this new scheme. They wanted to reduce administration costs through their online procedures. They wanted to improve compliance by giving us monthly returns. Monthly returns, which means that the revenue on a month-by-month basis can look at these returns, can look at what's being paid or not being paid, what tax has been deducted or not deducted. They've also introduced rolling compliance checks, and they can now much more easily change a subcontractor from being paid gross to being paid under deduction. They've said they want to help contractors get the status of their workers' rights by introducing the monthly return declaration, by providing more guidance in the form of the fact sheet CIS 349 and the employment status indicator tool that they've introduced is also there to help. The main changes that we need to look at, the verification procedure, which have replaced the registration cards and the exemption certificates, and which determine how the subcontractor is to be paid, whether to be paid gross, no deduction, whether to be paid under a deduction of the 20% standard rate, or whether to suffer a 30% higher rate deduction. Contractors must submit monthly returns of all payments and deductions in the preceding tax month. And very importantly, under the new scheme, there is a requirement to submit nil returns. There are declarations on the returns, as I mentioned, for verification and status. And another problem for AAT members and others is the payment statements. Payment statements that must be provided by the contractor to any subcontractor that is paid under deduction of tax. So if they paid under deduction of the standard 20% rate or the 30% higher rate, they have got to be given a payment statement. Talk about that a little bit more in a moment. New contractors, as I've said, have to register to operate the scheme, and they should do this before engaging any subcontractors. New subcontractors should register or they will suffer the 30% higher rate deduction. We have the compliance test, which has been changed from a 36-month period to an annual 12-month period, and we've got automatic reviews carried out on every gross paid subcontractor every year. And then we have new penalties for failing to submit returns or for submitting them late, and penalties for failing to give payment statements. The new penalties are a fixed penalty of £100 per month per 50 subcontractors or part of 50. So if there are 5 subcontractors, it's a £100 penalty. 51 subcontractors, it will be £100 times 2, £200 penalty. And as many as 1,100 subcontractors, we could have a £2,200 penalty. But that is per month. And for every month up to 12 months. After 12 months, there could be an additional final penalty charge, which would be up to £3,000 if the return is still outstanding after that 12-month period. We've also got penalties of £3,000 for an incomplete or incorrect return. And that could be persons or payments omitted from the return, persons or payments incorrectly entered on the return, failing to make the declarations or incorrectly making a declaration. Potentially expensive penalties. We've also got a penalty of up to £3,000 for failing to produce records of payments, failing to give statements to subcontractors paid under deduction, and for negligently or deliberately providing incorrect information. So penalties which are going to be charged if we get it wrong. If a subcontractor that's paid gross gets it wrong, they could lose their gross payment status. We now have the scheduled review, otherwise known as the Tax Treatment Qualification Test, TTQT, applied when a subcontractor first applies for gross payment status. And also, it's applied annually for any gross payment subcontractor. Gross payment can only be satisfied if a subcontractor passes the business, turnover, and the tax treatment qualification test. In November 2007, there were 107,000 gross paid subcontractors, and at that time, HMRC started to review every one of them. I've been told that the same number, 107,000 approximately gross payment subcontractors, still exist now. 61,527 subcontractors were reviewed between November 2007 and August 2008, and 17,396 of those failed the compliance test and therefore moved from being paid gross to being paid under deduction of the 20% standard rate. The compliance test is important. It's a compliance by the business and the proprietors, so the company and the directors, all the partners in a partnership. Compliance within the 12-month period prior to the date of application for gross payment, or on a rolling basis prior to HMRC reviewing the subcontractor's gross payment status. The requirement of the compliance test is to have completed and returned all tax returns sent, to have supplied any tax information requested, and very importantly, and where a lot of businesses are getting it wrong, to have paid by the due date all the tax due from the proprietor and or the business, all personal national insurance contributions and PAYE and national insurance contributions due as an employer, and any contractor CIS deductions that should have been made. In looking at the compliance test, there are some easements. HMRC will disregard in that 12-month period three late monthly returns, but only up to 28 days late. One return that's 29 days late would fail the test. HMRC will disregard in that 12-month period three late payments of CIS or pay-as-you-earn national insurance, but only up to 14 days late. One payment that's 15 days late will mean a failure of the test. HMRC will disregard one late payment of self-assessment tax, again up to 28 days late. Any employee's end-of-year return made late, any late corporation tax payments up to 28 days late, any late self-assessment return, and then we have the old scheme, minor and technical failures, which really we can more or less ignore from now on.